Joining me in the studio today, I am Dan Cole, joined by Bill Ring. Welcome back, sir.
Well, it's good to be back, Dan. I have not been, actually, I'm not back. This is my first time.
That's a fair point.
Palatial new studios, you know. I really wasn't expecting the jacuzzi and the steam room. You know, that's really great.
Well, we try to, you know, make that a surprise when everyone gets here, which you've now spoiled. But something else now, I guess. But
so I guess I shouldn't mention the open bar and the indoor basketball court either.
Man. All right. Well, we're three steps behind already here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The point is, Bill Ring here in the studio today. We usually see him with Ironwood, but in solo today. So I've been saying, you know, we've been without live music in the studio for a couple of weeks. I'd really like to get started on some. What do you have for us?
Okay, well, the first one, I'm going to do a bunch of songs that I don't usually do with the band for one reason or another. And this one is the only sort of pseudo jazz standard that I ever wrote. I spent years learning jazz chords and I hardly ever use them. So I finally managed to write a song using them. It's called Believe It or Not.
All right.
I've learned that it's not so simple, not like they tell you in songs. Falling in love feels like forever, but forever never ever seems to last too long. If I try real hard, have a few beers, I could manage a tear. But the truth is I have new problems now, and I don't even mind if you stand too near. So if you need to talk for a while, I suppose that would be all right. But believe it or not, I'm not missing you tonight. Yeah, I meant every word I told you, but I sure wouldn't say them now. All of those permanent emotions, they all got turned around somehow. I don't know who it was who loved you, I just know that it wasn't me. Maybe it was just somebody that I thought that I wanted to be. So if you need some company to get you through the night, that's alright, long as I have nothing else to do tonight. Yeah, I've learned that it's not so simple. It's nothing like they tell you in those old sweet songs. Falling in love feels like forever, but it never, never, ever seems to last too long. If I try real hard, I have a few beers, I could manage a tear. Oh, but the truth is I have my own problems now, and I don't even mind if you stand too near, my dear. So if you need some company to get you through the night, that's all right, long as I have nothing else to do tonight. But believe it or not, I'm not missing you tonight.
Very nice. Believe It or Not, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the band. A interesting kind of love song there.
You know, my love songs usually are the contrarian variety.
Yeah.
I usually say it didn't take one woman to make me like this. It was more like a tag team effort.
There you go.
Years.
So do you do the solo thing very often? Or is it pretty much with Ironwood when you're out and about?
Fairly often. I play water wheel a lot, which
out
I'll
in Freeville.
Mention
sure.
later. Yeah, in Freeville. And, well, I used to do the open mic up at Dorothy's, which regretfully is, or regrettably, however you say that, is not with us anymore.
The establishment formerly known as Dorothy's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The establishment currently known as looking for a tenant. I hope they do music in there when they reopen.
Yeah, yeah. You looking to get open mic going somewhere else?
I'd like to. I've tried to talk to one or two people, but it's hard to find the right venue for that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you had kind of a pigeonhole out there in Shermansburg that, that's going away now. But how about some more live music?
Alrighty.
What do we got?
Well, this one is quite new. Several of the songs I'm going to do tonight are pretty new. And this one is sort of, I don't know, boomer hippie nostalgia, I guess. You know, one of those annoying boomers that keeps looking over my shoulder, ignoring Bob Dylan's advice. Actually, Satchel Paige's advice, but whatever. This is called Faithless Angels.
All right.
Heroes huddled in the hall, harmonized with ruined voices, resting on a cardboard pall, out of luck and out of choices. Well, I have heard you singing sweet in the fullness of the spring, free of fear with joy complete, calling every bell to ring. Weary armies of the night, marching toward the break of day, heavy hearts and burdens light, silent with too much to say. Well, I have seen you draw the line, step across with hopeful heart, proud and strong and feeling fine, to find yourself back at the start. Victors in your strange sad war, where victory was never the point, asked for love but wanted more, time on your side but out of joint. Well, I have known your joy and rage, raise the empty parting glass, burned the book and turned the page that only says this too shall pass. Faithless angels stand in line for the cup that quenches doubt, madder music, stronger wine, still afraid to be left out. Well, I have loved you from afar, watching silent in the dark, waiting on the morning star, hoping for a distant spark. Tell me stories, tell me lies, anything but bitter truth. Drown me in your haunted eyes. Let me dream of joyful youth. I have sought you all of my days, still in sight but out of reach. Yearn to walk your secret ways, long to learn what none can teach.
Faithless Angels, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the band. It is Bill, right? William? Bill? William?
Bill. I'm Bill. I'm only William on Facebook. That's my government name.
Fair enough. So you'd mentioned earlier that what you're doing today is kind of songs that you don't play with Ironwood.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
They hate them. No, that isn't true.
More than the other ones.
Well, the first one is kind of a style thing. You know, it's a jazz thing.
Okay.
And you know, with diatonic harmonica, you know, you can play along with it, but kind of changes the character of it.
Sure. Okay.
And even Joe Crum, who's our very good jazz bass player, says he'd just rather hear me play it solo. So that's what
really?
I do. Yeah. So, and some of them, it's a question of the mood, you know. Like that last one isn't exactly a bar song.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do songs where I like people to listen to the lyrics, pretty much all of them, but some require that more than others.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that last song.
You like
song,
them to be entertained also, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not going to listen to the words on that last song, there's not much point in bothering with it.
That was some very nice guitar work you did there, you know.
Thank you. But again, you know, in a bar or
no, I see your point, though,
it doesn't
really
go over quite the same way, you know.
Yeah, I see your point. Depends on the bar, maybe, but most of them anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the main... depends on the bar. What did you say?
It depends on the bar.
Maybe, oh, I thought you said the bar maid.
No.
Might depend on that too.
Well, she may have a say in it also, but that's neither here nor there. How about some more live music?
How about, Dad keeps giving me these looks over the microphone like, you're not going to say that, are you?
No,
I always like to tease Dad because he turns a beautiful shade of pink whenever I start this.
Oh, I know you well enough at this point, Bill.
From whichever side. Yeah. So this one I wrote a while ago. This is a bluesy song, which I could do with the band, but the reason I haven't yet is that I forget which it is. I think it's a 17-bar blues with an 18-bar chorus. Which makes, or maybe it's the other way around, I forget. I can't. So it's something that requires a lot more practice than
I usually do with
Ironwood. With Ironwood, it's basically, you know, what are the chords, let's play it.
You certainly do well enough,
with that band, they don't require a lot of pre-arrangement for anything. So it's, especially Don, he doesn't even know what notes he's playing. He just knows what key harmonica.
Oh, the harmonica,
is,
sure,
know,
sure, yeah.
And
he just
that's
goes
all
from
he
there.
Needs to know. Everything's by ear, you know. So... anyway, this is called, it's called a lot of different things, but let's just, for your purposes, we'll call it Stuck Again.
Sounds good.
I sometimes call it Stuck Together Again for the first time, but that's kind of wordy.
Stuck
this
again
is something
is good
I wrote back during the Reagan administration, but it doesn't seem to have lost its meaning any. Oh, I have to explain one quick thing. M&M with Peanuts.
Yes,
yeah. Is street slang for a 9mm gun with bullets.
Whoa.
The peanuts being the bullets.
I need to be more careful because that's one of my favorite candies.
Well, you can eat it. It's just, you know, it's one of these slang things that people use so that other people don't know what they're talking about.
I see,
I happen to like that phrase, so I threw that in here. So
I was wondering if it was relevant or if that was just a random fact of the day.
No, I just like to throw random facts out there for absolutely no reason. You know? No, yeah, so that's what that means. I don't think anything else in here is incomprehensible other than perhaps my motivation for writing it. Anyway, Stuck. Well, I'm stuck out on your asphalt highway, looking for a place to hide. And where you say you're headed, well, that's where I need a ride. It don't matter how they treat me, if they cheat me or they beat me. If there's a freight train leaving in the morning, I'll be on it. Well, brain-dead Wall Street lawyers filed moral bankruptcy and profits without honor in a zoned country. What they do out front is worse than all their hidden crimes. Death to all fanatics, said the Sunday New York Times. And I'm stuck out on your asphalt highway, looking for a place to hide. Anywhere you say you're headed, well, that's where I need a ride. It don't matter how they treat me, if they cheat me or they beat me. If there's a Greyhound leaving in the morning, I'll be on the, yeah. I got wing nuts to the left and the right of me. I'm ripped from all those headlines of the human misery. A death set in a business suit in Washington, D.C. One's a funeral service economy. And I'm stuck out on your asphalt highway, looking for a place to hide. And the way you say you're headed, well, that's where I need a ride. It don't matter how they treat me, if they cheat me or they beat me. If there's a jet plane leaving in the morning, I'll be on it. Now an M&M with peanuts, that's a popular device. And if you need more firepower, well, honey, don't ask twice. You know, that mugger's just a cover charge for theater in the streets. With a bag of smack and a vial of crack, you don't need much to eat. And I'm stuck out on your asphalt highway, looking for a place to hide. Anyway you say you're headed, well, that's where I need a ride. Don't matter how they treat me, if they cheat me or they beat me. If there's a spaceship leaving in the morning, I'll be on it. Oh, please, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Stuck Again, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the band. Hearing plenty of live music here today. Bill is usually around with Ironwood, but in playing solo today. So what's new with the band, by the way?
Well, we will be in Agava on July 16th.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's the next Ironwood gig. And Laura Pendleton will be filling in on vocals for Stacy, who's away for summer research on her fish thing.
Right, the
fish camp, I call it.
Yeah.
But she'll be back in the fall.
For the record, she's actually working on a PhD and is a very intelligent woman, Stacy.
And yet she plays with Ironwood.
It's a mystery to us all.
Yeah, I'd say that again.
Well, he swapped out guitars.
That's true. Now, this is a song I could do with Ironwood. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. So that's the third reason for not doing one with Ironwood, is that I just haven't gotten around to it yet, because we have a very large book.
Would you say that's the most common reason you don't do one with Ironwood?
I don't know. Style and lyrics, probably more so than got around to.
Well, that's good. There are better reasons not to do something.
I dropped my pick.
Throwing your picks all over the place. So what about this next one? Why the 12-string for it?
Just the style of the song. It's kind of a country. This is the obligatory country, I'm a bad guy, don't fall in love with me, so I know you will song. You know, it's sort of the outlaw country thing. It's called I'm Your Man. It's nothing to do with the Leonard Cohen song of the same name.
Okay.
Know, titles are not copyrightable, you know, so whatever. The hell with them. Anyway, I can say that word, right?
Yeah, okay. You're good there.
If you need a man who's troubled, I'm the finest in the land. Not the one for bragging, but it's so. You know I'll leave you lonely somewhere crying by the road. If that's what you need, then I'm your man. I've been a firm believer in your serial monogamy, but I got my own idea of what that means. It's just staying around for breakfast while the old truck engine warms, and 500 miles away I'll take my tea. And I know you think I'm only fooling with you when you see your sweet reflection in my eyes. But you're a long, long way from being the first one shining there. So when you're not the last, don't you be surprised. So if you're looking for a gambler, a drunkard and a clown, a lying louse to leave you all alone, hell, this must be your lucky day. That's the only life I've known. You can count on me to always let you down. And I know you think I'm only fooling with you when you see your sweet reflection in my eyes. But you're a long, long way from being the first one shining there. So when you're not the last, don't you be surprised. If you need a man who's troubled, darling, come and take my hand. No, I'm not the one for bragging, but it's true. What I did to all those others, you better know I'll do to you. And if sorrow's what you need, then I'm your man. Yeah, if sorrow's what you need, then I'm.
I'm Your Man, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the band. The fourth of several live tunes that he's doing here today. We have to take a quick commercial break. More live music on the way with Bill Ring. We'll be coming right back after this from the Ithaca Ale House. Like the man said, 93.5 WVBR and WVBR.com. You're tuned into Tuesdays with the Band. I'm Dan Cole, joined in the studio today by Bill Ring, typically with Ironwood, but in solo today. We've been talking about the band a little bit, hearing plenty of live music. We do have time for, I think, a couple more here in the studio
today. A couple
more
and some yakking. Yeah,
yeah, plenty of yakking usually. Folksmith.com.
Yes. What can you find there? That's my website, and that's got a number of different things on it, especially a page for Ironwood and also a schedule, show schedule.
Cool.
You know, for so besides whatever gigs we announce, mention here, you can look there to see what I'm up to.
Very cool.
Well, not everything I'm up to, but.
Folksmith.org, just like it sounds.
Com.
I always want to do that every single time. Folksmith.com, just like it sounds. More on the upcoming gigs and all that in just a little bit, but first, how about some more music?
Okay.
What do we got?
Well, this is, since we're getting toward the end of the show, this is where I start to get myself in trouble.
No, I
don't
know.
Worry. No dirty words. No dirty words, I promise. But it won't get you in trouble, I don't think. But, you know. This, I do have to say one quick thing about this song. If you're not familiar with the early Roman Empire, a guy named Tiberius was the second emperor of Rome, and he was a nasty old man who instituted probably the world's first police state in Rome, and everybody hated him. And then when he died, his nephew Caligula took over, and everybody thought Caligula was going to be this great guy, and Caligula, whose name might be familiar to you, turned out to be insane and vicious and much worse than Tiberius. So that's all you really need to know to get why I'm using those references.
Gotcha.
It's just, you know, Tiberius to Caligula, bad to worse.
Gotcha.
There will be a quiz.
What's it called?
The quiz? Oh.
The song,
The
Bill.
Song is called Waiting for Caligula.
All right, take it away.
Okay.
Thank you.
they held a Roman triumph on the internet last night to celebrate the glory of our military might. A supermodel majorette was beating on her drum, and Tiberius was sucking on his thumb. And I was waiting for Caligula to come, waiting for Caligula to come. Now the legions marched so proudly to the center of the square, chariots and elephants and royal visitors were there, and chorus girls threw strings of pearls, and I tried to grab me some. Tiberius was looking mighty glum, 'cause he was waiting for Caligula to come. And he's waiting for Caligula to come. Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave, 10,000 ancestors are crying in their grave, and the professional philosophers, they're all keeping mighty stum. They're just waiting for Caligula to come. And they're waiting for Caligula to come. Now next came 2 minutes silence in respect for the deceased. Then a geriatric rock band covered I Shall Be Released. The crowd knelt down to pray that they would not die in a slum, and the TV newsman interviewed a bum who was waiting for Caligula to come. He said he's waiting for Caligula to come. Now at the banquet, all the VIPs tried to remain aloof, with 1 foot in the gravy and 2 meals from a wolf. Prince of Wales ate lobster tails and Tiberius chewed gum. Outside the crowd cried, "Won't you give us some?" Now waiting for Caligula to come. They're all waiting for Caligula to come. Say, here in the land of the free and the home of the slave, those 10,000 ancestors are regretting what they gave. And Tiberius, well, he's lying low, playing deaf and dumb. But he's waiting for Caligula to come. Yeah, he's waiting for Caligula, waiting for Caligula, waiting for Caligula to come. He's waiting for Caligula to come.
Nice. Waiting for Caligula, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the Band. Live music returning to the studio today, courtesy of Bill Ring for the first time in a couple of weeks. And one of the things we had mentioned a few minutes ago, one of the things you can find at folksmith.com is upcoming shows and things of that nature for, I imagine, Bill Ring and Ironwood and...
And, yeah, basically that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's about no, it. No more ands, really. But so what do we got?
Well, I'm going to play solo at the Waterwheel Cafe in Freeville on June 7th.
Okay.
That's 6 to 8 p.m. Great food, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, great food. Ribeye to die for.
No kidding.
Alligator, elk. Yeah,
wow.
It's a very unusual restaurant, very beautiful place, run by a man who's from Croatia and a woman who's German, and it's basically Cajun gourmet cuisine. Don't ask me how that works. Yeah, I have no
this
idea.
This is my confused very nice face, folks, by the way.
Very nice folks.
I'll have to check it out sometime.
And as I said, Ironwood will be at Agava on Saturday, July 12th. And they have music late there. That's like 10 p.m. to midnight.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
At Agava. Also, I hear a nice restaurant. I haven't eaten there yet, but I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, it's Dynamite.
Well, I guess I better bring Tums then. No. I know what you mean.
So literally.
I know. Just you can't say anything around me. And I'll be back at Water with Don Fenton in tow. We're sort of doing our two old white guys in a chair pretending to be Browning McGee and Sonny Terry thing there. And that'll be on Saturday, July 19th.
Cool. Okay.
Back at the Water Wheel.
So. And once again, you can find all that at folksmith.com.
And we have other gigs in the fall and all that, you know, especially once Stacy gets back. You know, we got Six Mile Creek. And
yeah.
We'll be at Scale House sometime in the near future, too, but cool. I don't have a date. I don't know exactly when that'll be.
Keep your eyes on folksmith.com, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so it looks like we have time for about one more here today. And there was something really rather specific that you wanted to end with, so.
This is about as specific as it gets, actually. because this is a... a true story, I guess you'd call it. I always wanted to write a song about drones. And you try to write political stuff, and it always ends up sounding like an essay, and I end up just doing a Facebook post instead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hard to write a political song that doesn't... can I say suck? Yes, yeah. Suck.
Alienate, yes. Maybe? Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
suck, actually, is what I meant. Yeah, alienate, I don't mind. It's the part where it's a bad song that I mind.
Fair enough.
So... I sort of forgot about writing a song on that subject, and then I was casting about the internet, and I found this interview that was done, I guess, on NPR with a former U.S. military drone operator.
Hmm.
And it's not really a political article, or even, to me, even a political song, because it doesn't say, you know, you should do this, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
This is just this guy's first-person account of what it was like to do a full tour of duty doing that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
running military drones and how he felt about it and, you know, what his reactions
were. The human side of it a little. Yeah.
So this is, you know, this is just pretty much straight up out of the interview. There's almost, you know, it's more accurate than most TV docudramas, that's for sure. And there's one aspect of it that I got to explain. It's called Cool to Black.
Okay.
And what that comes from is that when they're running these drones, they don't use a video display, a visual display. They use a infrared display.
Heat, yeah, yeah.
So they can see heat signatures. They can tell if a truck is running. They can tell a human being from
a
rock.
So Cool to Black means...
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. One of the main things he mentioned right away in the article that really hit me between the eyes was that the first thing he noticed was that after someone had died and there was a body in a pool of blood on the ground, they watched the pool of blood and the body cool until they were the same color as the background.
Yeah.
So that's what the title of the song
wow.
is about. So pretty much all the detail in here is out of that interview. I had to flesh out a couple of things, but I tried not to, you know, violate the spirit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it.
What do you call it?
Cool to Black. In an air-conditioned trailer on the Death Valley sand, we pushed our buttons with a trembling hand. Warriors by remote control, electronic eyes and an algorithmic soul. And I saw blood cool to black on the video screen, and silent mouths that would scream in my dream. Now the video games that I played as a kid, they never prepared me for the things that we did. I'd push a button and half a world away, a missile from a predator blew strangers away. I saw blood cool to black on the video screen, and silent mouths that would scream in my dreams. Now we drink our morning coffee and joke in our way. Which one of these suckers is getting his today? But the alien faces up on the wall, well, they just stared down and said nothing at all. And the blood cooled to black on the video screen, and silent mouths screamed in my dreams. I'd go drinking in Las Vegas on a Saturday night, play a little blackjack and look at the lights. I used to date a dealer till I told her about it all. Now she won't let me touch her and she won't return my calls. And I see blood cool to black on the video screen, silent mouths still scream in my dreams. Well, they tallied up my totals when my tour was through. I killed 1,600, that's what I had to do. I thought I saw a child, but they said it was a dog. And I passed that night in an alcoholic fog. And I saw blood cool to black on the video screen. Saw silent mouths screaming my dreams. Well, I went home to Montana to stay with my folks, to see my old buddies try to laugh at their jokes. They tell me I'm a hero, but I don't know what to say about the stain in my mind that I can't wash away. And I see blood cool to black on the video screen. I see silent mouths screaming my dreams. Now the VA shrink calls it PTSD, but it only feels like guilt to me. I knew it was a child when they said it was a dog. My only comfort is that alcoholic fog. And I see blood cool to black on the video screen, and the silent mouths still screaming my dreams. The blood cools to black on the video screen, and the silent mouths still screaming my dreams. Silent mouths still screaming my dreams.
Very nice. Cool to Black, performed live by Bill Ring here in the WVBR studio on Tuesdays with the band. Have you tried that one with the band, or is that just another little more too mellow for it?
No, actually, I want to do that with the band. I just haven't gotten around to it. I've been trying it with the ideas like sort of Country Joe and the Fish style, you know, noodling, psychedelic electric guitar, you know, the drone thing like that. Drone stuff works well with that psychedelic, minimalist kind of noodling with, you know, fancy guitar sounds. And
I'm just really, I'm hearing really solid heavy bass notes in there.
Slowly. You got to underplay a song like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't overdo it.
Let it build up a bit.
Long notes on the harmonica, bent, you know.
Yeah, okay, well, you got it. You know what you're doing.
Hopefully.
My guest in the studio next week, Mrs. Bitches, making their first appearance. Been trying to coordinate with them for a couple of years now, but it's finally coming together. If you don't know them, it's just what it sounds like. It's a group of really rocking women, and these guys can put on a show. Look looking forward to them. The five-piece band, Mrs. Bitches, being here live in the studio next week. The live music just continues. Bill Ring, as always, sir, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me. And you can say that word on the air, huh?
Bill Ring?
No, yeah. Bitches.
Hey, I mean, it's the name of the band. What am I supposed to do, right?
Well, I could think of names I could call my band.
We'll work on that for next time. Bye-bye. In the meantime, Real Rock Radio is up next, and we'll see you next week on Tuesdays with the Band.